I should say that not everybody is on board with this new golden age of superheroes. For example, here's Paula Poundstone talking about a recent superhero blockbuster.
I saw the second Avengers. I don't remember if I saw the first, but I saw the second Avengers and I hated it. I thought it was stupid. And it was a lot of...
Surprised that wasn't on the poster.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just dumb.
Paula Poundstone. Yeah. I hated it. It was stupid. Paula Poundstone.
It seems to me that there's no... It's very, you know, blow-up-y and fighty. Mm-hmm. And
those are the technical terms.
Yeah, and I don't... It's not a reflective film. There's not...
No, it's not like, for example, a Bergman film. There's not a lot of...
Right, there's not a time where there's just like a nature scene and you're watching a bird flutter. So I don't understand how even the app could discern go now.
Apparently, and I have not seen the movie myself, but this is true, that in a guide, like when are good bathroom breaks in Avengers Endgame, one of them is a scene where Bruce Banner, a.k.a. the Hulk, mm-hmm. is eating lunch. So when he
Maybe
sits down to eat lunch, it's a good time to go.
While the stupid arrow guy is going and retrieving his arrows. I can never figure out how that stupid arrow guy even is a superhero. Like everybody else. You know, I can throw this thing, this hammer, and it has... And I can throw my shield, and it zooms back, and I can fly, and... This is a guy with arrows. Why do they have... Like, what on earth would make anybody think that that was... Is he ever successful? Does he ever, like, shoot any robot?
Yes,
and the robot's like... Urk!
it happens.
Take this in the spirit of the movie. It's not real.
When we come back, a man who can stop a speeding wide receiver and a woman who has the occult power to make anything funny. That's coming up in a minute on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.